Broadcasting live on News Talk 1290 CJBK in London and 610 CKTB in Niagara. Here's Tom McConnell.
24 minutes after 11 o'clock. Robert in London, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm excellent. Well, should we be funding political parties in any way?
No.
Nothing?
Political parties, and I own one.
Okay.
Okay.
To be fair.
Private institutions.
Yep.
I have been the CFO and president of the Freedom Party of Ontario since 1984. I signed the receipts, and I think there's a lot of misinformation floating around here about political tax credits versus direct tax funding.
Okay.
Political tax credits do not accrue to the party. I get nothing. Freedom
nope.
Party receives zero government funding in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, but if I donate $100 to the Freedom Party...
Yes. You'll get $75 back.
And you'll get $100.
From your provincial Ontario income tax paid or payable.
Okay.
If you have none payable, you get zip.
Well, that's true. That's a good
okay.
point.
Okay, now here's the thing. The tax credits benefit only the poor. They
How
do
come?
Not benefit the rich. It's like reverse progressive taxation, and people don't understand this. The most a person can claim, even if he gives tens of thousands of dollars to a party, is $1,240 as a tax credit.
Okay.
The guy who makes the largest tax credit is the guy who gives the smallest contribution. And the idea was, the thinking, as we were taught at the Elections Commission when they put us through all the training sessions, was that the people who don't have a lot of money don't have a lot of incentive to get into politics. They can't influence political parties. So they figure, since the government that they might be fighting is already using their tax dollars, you know, basically against them, that they should be able to at least direct some of their already paid tax dollars to a party of their choice. Now, if they can't claim the tax credit, it doesn't affect anyone else. Nobody else is paying. It doesn't work that way. And it tops out, and it goes, and it gets increasingly less. You know, it starts off at 75% back, then 50%, then 33%, and you can only give up to around $8,000 to a political party.
With any tax credit, and after that, it just nothing.
Well, you don't even, you max out on the tax credit pretty early.
Okay.
You don't have to give a lot of money to max out on the tax credit.
Then how, so there should be no involvement whatsoever if you want to have a political party, you got to find others to put their money where their mouth is for you to get the message out.
Well, you know, this keeps some parties in power who don't deserve it, and some parties out of power who can't get in because of the tax credit. And I can tell you this from personal experience. I know on personal fundraising, which is the only way a party should raise its money, is through voluntary contributions. We often do as good as the Bloc, but we didn't get government financing. And with the excess money that the Bloc got, they could stay in Parliament for years and years.
Yeah.
Taxpayer was paying to have them have their own country ripped apart. What kind of thinking is that to take... that's so anti-democratic. And I could get into the whole regulation, the price we pay for giving these tax credits, because it's the only way you're allowed to play the game. You can't get on the ballot unless you are a registered political party or a registered candidate. And they regulate the hell out of you. So it's not a pleasant playing field. And none of this stuff existed when I started with Freedom Party in 1984. They didn't regulate anything. Now they're regulating municipal election campaigns. And the government basically is making sure. And guess who the regulators are? The three main parties.
Yeah.
They tell all the rest of us what to do. And I have to report to them. You know, this is a scandal. We have privacy commissions going all over the place. And yet if somebody gives me $100.01, I don't do it, but I have to report it to the Elections Commission, and they put the person's name online. I don't get it. Your vote is supposed to be private. It boggles my mind that what's going on in the background and how the whole system is being... I have watched our democratic system just crumble and become corrupt in the last 30 years.
Well, I guess because they wanted to... They have a fear about big money. On the one side, rich individuals, should they have as much influence, or corporations, or unions on the other side, should they be able to wield as much influence as they do because of the money they're able to donate to political campaigns.
Corporations and unions do not vote. They should not be allowed to give money to a political.
Okay, fair enough. That's a great point, that individuals should be allowed, but corporations should not.
They're not democratic agents. The purpose of a political party is to be a democratic agent. And all a political party is a collection of people who happen to share an ideology. You can't quantify that.
Interesting.
You know, you can't put that in a box and say, this is a conservative, this is a liberal. It doesn't work that way. And, you know, most people who discover Freedom Party would call us fiscally conservative and socially liberal. That's how most people describe us, but I don't see myself that way.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom.
Quick break on the program. George and Tom, hold on. Get back to you right after the news. My name's Tom McConnell. You're listening on News Talk 1290 CJBK and News Talk 610 CKTV.